Hello and welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and exciting people that support AMATIC's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today we'll be interviewing John Oates, a former AMATIC Vice President and member of the International Mathematics ANET.
John, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate you being part of LiveWire this month. Hey, being a former AMATIC vice president, what are you focusing on right now?
So I had a great time being the AMATIC Midwest vice president for about 6 years. And then before that, the AMATIC professional development coordinator. I wasn't sure what would be next for me, but I decided to step up to be part of the executive committee for the International Mathematics ANET. So that's where my focus is right now, and I'm excited about everything going on within the ANET and promoting international mathematics and global learning to hopefully like AMATIC members and beyond.
What is your vision, not only for AMATIC, but also your vision for that ANET?
So I really think that among what we are talking about in our ANET, a big topic is COIL, so which is the Collaborative Online International Learning that a lot of colleges are doing, and that has helped along by the pandemic and the use of Zoom and being able to connect instructors and students across time zones and across countries more easily. So I'm hoping the ANET gets used to discussing COIL and what we are doing among our own group, that will flow to AMATIC as an entire organization. We'll be able to introduce a lot more people to the idea of international mathematics and global learning that way. As an organization as a whole, I know that we have a lot of members in the United States, but we do have a lot of Canadian members, and we do have a lot of members that are like a handful at least, who are outside of the Americas even. And so I think that this is a positive thing for AMATIC.
What have been the best resources that have helped you guys along the way?
There have been a lot of international conferences that have been able to take place online because of the pivots that everyone has had to make. And so that's been one of the biggest resources that we've been able to utilize, is being able to find opportunities to connect that we wouldn't have had in the past. So I think that what we've found is there's not really a go-to place for people to find out about ways that they can learn more about COIL, about international mathematics, about global learning, about who they are able to connect with, or to find people who want to maybe connect with someone. And so one of the resources has been able to be moving toward the use of our community and MyAMATIC and posting things there. And so we hope to build that up. And so MyAMATIC has served as a good resource in the last couple of years.
And you've been actively involved in so many aspects of AMATIC, like you said, between vice president and now with the International Math ANET. What has been the biggest surprise to you over your career involvement with AMATIC?
One of the biggest surprises was how friendly and helpful everyone within AMATIC is. And so if there's a question that I have about my own teaching or something going on at my college, then there is somebody within AMATIC who will have a a possible solution or a suggestion or a comment, or even be able to point me in the right direction of where to look for research. With my Matic and Impact Live, that's become even easier. So I can post a question, I will get several responses to it. And so that's what's one of the biggest surprises has been to me, is I didn't think that it would be so easy to connect with other AMATIC members in such a big organization.
Interesting. And I know you've been involved actively for AMATIC for quite a while, but why did you initially join AMATIC?
So that's actually a funny story in a way too, but I will say that I initially got involved in Mishmatic, so one of the AMATIC affiliates in Michigan, and I really do appreciate the support of AMATIC toward all of the affiliates. Involvement in Mishmatic at the local level is what actually got me going in AMATIC, and all of the comments I received from people in Mishmatic of, oh, the AMATIC conference is one of the best conferences we've ever attended, or you should join Project Access as a new full-time math instructor, because I think that it will help you jumpstart your career and get going in the right direction. Based off of all of the positive reviews I had from other people about AMATIC, I took a chance, and I'm more than happy that I did.
Who has been your biggest supporter, mentor, or role model over the course of your career?
So this is a tough question for me, because I feel like I have a lot of big supporters and mentors and role models and people who I know really believe in what I do and in the work that I do and would be supportive in any way. But one of the people who stands out to me is Goodson Nasari, and he's now retired from Oakland Community College's Royal Oak and Southfield Southeast campus. And so I would say that he has been one of my biggest supporters, because he was the person who, when he was the department head, gave me my first time teaching job ever as an adjunct. And he took a chance, and he really just helped me along in making sure that I would be successful as a teacher. And I didn't even know at the time that he was an AMATIC member. And then years later, I saw him at an AMATIC conference. And so that just goes to show me right there how nice and friendly AMATIC members are, that they are willing to really support everyone, support the newbies. And I would say, like, be supportive to somebody who has been in the organization for years and years and years. That right there in itself, like, I think is one of the most heartwarming things for me. And it really, in my mind, like, has always stuck with me in terms of, well, I am going to pay it forward, mm-hmm. and help some of the younger generation of teachers and professors coming up after me be successful as well. And that's why I am still continuing to be a member of AMATIC and volunteer in AMATIC to this day.
What's one common myth about AMATIC that you would like to debunk?
So I really think that people do not understand that you can do as little or as much as you would like within AMATIC. Myth to me is exactly that it's really not a lot of work to be a part of AMATIC. And if you just want to start small and in essence be an internet troll and just like lurk around in MyAmatic and Impact Live and read the blogs and listen to the LiveWire podcast and maybe just chime in when you feel comfortable, then I would encourage everyone to come and kick the tires and see what's going on. And everyone's opinion is welcome.
What's something about you that most people familiar with you or your work wouldn't know?
So I will say that it's actually something very exciting to me, but I would say, when was it? Last year in the Mathematic Educator, I had an article published with one of my former students, Stuart Mitchell. And so I know for a fact that AMATIC members don't take advantage all the time of all the great articles within the Mathematic Educator. And so I would encourage everyone to not only go and check out my article in the Mathematic Educator, but start reading it regularly for maybe a teaching tip or maybe piece of research that you can show your administrator. There's all different types of articles in the Mathematic Educator, and that is just, again, one of the biggest surprises to me that people don't take advantage of that. And so the article that I co-wrote with Stuart is about uses of different bases of numbers other than base 10. And there's so many applications in the paper that there's something there for everyone. And so not just because I want any fame or anything from the article. I really just want to have everyone read the article because it talks about why using different applications helps make students feel at ease in the classroom and makes things more equitable for all of the students when there's something that every student can hopefully relate to that you're using as an application in the classroom. And so that's something else that's important to me as well, is getting that theme of equity and the importance of equity out there.
Where can our listeners connect with you?
Yes, so the International Mathematics ANET is hosting the month of Impact Live in this April of 2022. And so I would encourage everyone to look for me throughout the month. But also, if you miss me, then you can find me in the directory at MyAmatic. I will definitely talk with you, and I'll also listen to you and hear what you have to say that might help me out as well. So absolutely feel free to look me up in the directory on MyAmatic and connect with me anytime.
Well, John, we really appreciate your time, and we look forward to your International Mathematics ANET hosting of Impact Live this month. So we thank you for your time.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. Until then, continue to have an impact every day.